About 80 people listen to leaders in journalism and science discuss the relationship between media and the scientific establishment in this event co-hosted by the University of South Florida. One of the organizers was Mary Woolley, President and CEO of Research America, an alliance aimed at making research to improve health a higher national priority.
We've done similar programs around the country that give an opportunity for students in the sciences as well as students in communications to hear from professional journalists and senior level scientists about what it's like to be in their professions, and both talking about what the challenge is in communicating to the broad public these days.
According to Claudia Dreyfus, interviewer for the science section of the New York Times, the role of the journalist in this relationship should not be one of an advocate, but rather an educator. She believes the journalist's duty is to inform, not defend.
The scientific community has beefs with some politicians. They need to speak up for themselves. And, you know, we're a democracy. There is a public square. People need to speak out. Our job as journalists is to provide good information to people so they can make good decisions. And that's the most we can do.
The role of the journalist as an advocate was also called into question. Do the media have a responsibility to challenge policymakers about the merits of new research, or is that a task best left to scientists? Staffing cuts in newsrooms across the country have led to a shortage of specialty journalists, including science reporters. Dreyfus says many of these cuts are thought to happen because science news writing does not attract advertising revenue, but she says these claims have no merit.
What's sad is that as newspapers are under big financial pressures, they often cut out their science sections, and the theory is that people aren't interested and it doesn't generate a lot of advertising. I think that's nonsense. People really are interested in science, and they see how it's transformed their lives.
Panel members stressed the necessity of communication skills, even in a society that increasingly gets its news from social media. Woolley was in agreement that even with Twitter and Facebook and blogging, it is the journalist's duty to bridge the gap between scientists and the public by presenting new research in perspective and in language that is easy to understand.
People typically find out about research for health from the media. They don't so much find out about it from scientists who, let's face it, aren't so good usually talking to the public. They need the help, if you will, of trained journalists and other communicators who know how to talk to the public and tell a story. Scientists are good at science, not necessarily good at telling their own story.
In a poll conducted by Research America, only 18% of Floridians can name a living scientist. You can find more information on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Jean-Henry Telsey.